This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. An expert testifying in an Alaska Native voting rights trial says the state of Alaska has a long history of discrimination. University of Utah political science professor David McCool testified yesterday that the state's current failure to provide full language assistance to Native language speakers can be traced to territorial days when Alaska Natives were not allowed citizenship unless they renounced their own culture. Donlin Gold and the Kuskokwim Corporation have signed a surface rights agreement for the proposed gold mine located 120 miles upriver of Bethel. The deal gives the Native Corporation rights to some construction contracts and sets financial terms for decades to come. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
The regional Native Corporation, Chilista, owns the subsurface rights at the Donlin site, while the Kuskokwim Corporation has the surface rights. Maver Carey is president and CEO of TKC. She says the financial terms of the deal are confidential.
I can say that over the next few years, we've got a few milestone payments that Donlin has agreed to pay us. For example, the signing bonus for actually signing the surface use. What we did with that is we were able to provide our first elders dividend, and then a portion of what we got, we need to start and utilize for getting our companies ready to go.
The open-pit gold mine that Donlin Gold is now working toward has been in the works for more than a decade. It's currently in the permitting stage. The Kuskokwim Corporation was formed in 1977 when 10 upriver village corporations merged. They have over 3,000 shareholders and a portfolio of companies from construction and apartments to aerospace operations. The new companies Carey mentions would construct and operate a new port on the Kuskokwim River, downriver from Crooked Creek, serving a couple of Donlin barges carrying fuel and supplies. TKC secured the rights to that contract in the agreement. The deal replaces an agreement set to expire next year and sets the terms for accessing and building on the land. The corporation also plans to play a big role in the reclamation of the mine site decades into the future after the millions of ounces of gold have been dug out. Kurt Parkin is External Affairs Manager for Donlin Gold.
Really just marks a milestone in that partnership that has been going on for quite some time. And it's an agreement that both entities to advance the project into the future.
The new agreement runs until 2031 and can be extended if and when the mine comes into operation. Carey says the agreement has provisions for shareholder scholarships and hiring, while the company calls it an historic agreement. Carey says the agreement does not mean instant wealth.
Instead, it's a legacy that we're going to leave for our children and our grandchildren. And when I say legacy, I not only mean a financial legacy, I mean we have a lot of work to do as far as training and employment opportunities so that our children and grandchildren can be CEOs of the new subsidiaries that we're creating.
The open pit mine would be among the largest gold mines in the world. The project is owned by NovaGold and Barrick Gold, two Canadian companies. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
The state is seeking to join the City of King Cove's lawsuit challenging the Interior Department's rejection of a road from King Cove to an all-weather airport at Cold Bay. The Interior Department rejected plans for the road through Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the first Yukon River spawning king salmon have reached the border with Canada. As of Monday, 700 kings, also called Chinook, were detected by sonar at Eagle, just 16 miles from the border. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports an international treaty calls for at least 42,500 kings to cross the border. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.